You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A blob of warm water off the east coast of Aotearoa is causing drought in South America, according to recent research. The blob emerged naturally in the 1980s, but its temperatures have considerably increased with global warming. Louis talked to Dr. Kyle Clem, who is a professor in climate at the Victoria University of Wellington, and one of the report's authors, about the blob's causes and impacts. To start, Louis asked Dr. Clem to explain what the blob actually was.
So the southern blob is a big pool of warm water off the east coast of New Zealand that's been warming steadily over the past 40 years. And it's warmed 1.5 degrees Celsius over the past 40 years. And it occupies an area of about 8 million square kilometers, which is about the size of Australia. It's warming 3 times faster than the global average sea surface temperature warming over that same 40-year period. What this area of ocean warming is doing is it builds a strong ridge of high pressure. So these areas are big, expansive regions of warm, dry, stable conditions, these ridges of high pressure. So the blob is building a ridge of high pressure across the South Pacific that extends from New Zealand to the west coast of South America. And that is most marked during the winter season. And this is when the west coast of Central South America depend on their rainfall for really the year. So they have a winter wet season and a summer dry season. And so during the winter, the blob is building this ridge of high pressure that's blocking storm systems that normally deliver their rainfall during winter from reaching them, and it's shifting them southward toward Antarctica.
For a bit of context for those who don't know, would you be able to just explain how sea temperatures and sea conditions impact climatic conditions?
So in this case, the blob is warming the atmosphere, and it's causing it to expand and just build this ridge of high pressure. So that's what, in this case, what we're doing is seeing warming through the atmosphere from the blob that gets propagated down across the South Pacific.
And so obviously you've said it's blocking rainfalls in South America, but are there any extra consequences that could arise because of that are arising?
Yes, so it's steering stronger storm systems toward West Antarctica and the Antarctic Peninsula, which is contributing to warming on the Antarctic Peninsula and loss of sea ice there during winter.
And I guess back to Chile again, I've seen that it's currently experiencing a record-breaking drought with, I think, a station in Santiago, which is the capital, recording only 78 mils of rain this year. Could you just elaborate on the consequences for Chile and the rest of South America?
Central Chile has been drying over this whole 40-year period, but since about 2010, they've seen an unprecedented drought where they've just seen year after year of uninterrupted below normal rainfall that ranged from 20 to 80% below normal for the winter season for the whole year since 2010. And our study ended in 2018, but the drought has continued up until present, and this year is looking like another drought year there. And so this is dwindling the freshwater resources that they depend on. So it's dwindling snowpack in the Andes that help to generate hydropower and just freshwater for drinking or all purposes.
I've seen that you've said before that there's part of the causes to this have been natural variability and reduced rainfall, but obviously you've said that it's become much more extreme in recent years. The temperatures were.
Yes, so we used climate models without anthropogenic greenhouse gases to see if the blob can emerge from natural processes alone. And what we found is that it can. And this is likely what initiated the blob earlier in this 40-year period back in the 1980s, was we've seen a decline in rainfall in the central tropical Pacific. And this is similar to La Nina conditions. And what that has been doing is changing the local winds off the east coast of New Zealand that favor warmer water to be transported into the blob, and also reduces the upwelling of colder water from depth. So this is likely the natural origin that started the blob, but it's persisted for 40 years now. That's where the anthropogenic component amplifies the rate of warming. And so our climate models, we use 52 of them. On average, without anthropogenic greenhouse gases, you only get a rate of warming over a 40-year period. The highest you can get is about a half a degree Celsius over 40 years. And we've seen 1.5 degrees Celsius. And so that means that while the blob may be of natural origin, increases in greenhouse gases have added heat to it to result in this remarkable rate of warming, perhaps up to 2/3 of the observed warming. So, and that's what's caused the ridge to be so strong. And that's why this drought in central Chile is unprecedented and we've never seen it in the...
Yeah, so I guess as temperatures begin to rise and as climate change doesn't really seem to be stopping, how extreme do you expect conditions in Chile to get? Are there models that you've ran to predict this?
Well, so that touches on the question of when will blob dissipate. Right now, we just don't know. And that's the next area of research that we're going to look into. We have an understanding of how much added heat has come from anthropogenic greenhouse gases from climate change. But we don't know how this massive amount of accumulated heat in the blob will dissipate in the future, even if things return back to normal in the central tropical Pacific. This natural mechanism that likely started it. If things reverse up there, you would expect the blob to dissipate, but we've accumulated so much heat from the combination of natural and anthropogenic forcing that we just don't know how long it's going to take for that heat to subside. That means until that dissipates, the drought in Chile will likely continue.
I guess from what you've been saying, it seems like this is a pretty novel circumstance, something that hasn't been seen a lot before. Are there any examples from around the world, from other oceans and other areas that you've used in your research to draw upon and explain what's happening?
So this is the first multi-decadal warming that's been linked to altering the atmospheric circulation across a vast portion of a whole hemisphere, of the southern hemisphere. And so what we've found is quite novel. And it shows that these big patches of warming, if they're sustained, they can lead to sustained climatic conditions that change. You know, there's more storms off the coast of West Antarctica now, and then there's less in central Chile.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.